President George Bush wants to remake Social Security. People over 55 would continue to get promised government benefits. Those younger than that would be allowed to invest a portion of their Social Security taxes through private sector accounts. With Social Security predicted to run a surplus at least 40 more years, Representative Tammy Baldwin sees no need for change. The Madison Democrat says the president's plan would not fix the problem of dwindling reserves.
Of all the programs instituted by government in our nation's history, Social Security is arguably the most successful and one of the most meaningful.
A report done by Baldwin and other Democrats in Congress indicates workers between the ages of 16 and 35 would lose money if plans like the president's are enacted. The Committee on Reform estimates an average loss of $3,800 in benefits for younger workers when they retire. For this reason, UW-Madison student Liz Sanger opposes reform plans pushed by Republicans.
There's no doubt about it. By creating private accounts, benefits will be cut for people in my age group, and I think that's a huge problem. Money and resources and energy will be diverted away from the Social Security system.
The expected cuts would result because of a change in how the benefit rate is figured. Right now, it's linked only to wages. President Bush's plan would throw prices into the mix. The report says this new formula would lower the amount of most retirees' checks in the future. Polls show younger people generally support an opportunity to divert government funds into the stock market in hopes of making money. Baby boomers and older Americans are less enthusiastic. Retiree John Wysocki says Social Security was envisioned as a safety net where everyone chipped in a certain amount.
Historically, Americans have supported the view that we're all in this together, rather than every man for himself. This philosophy has served our country well over the test of time.
There are several reform plans out there, including one by Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan. Baldwin predicts the plan most likely to move forward will be authored by a Louisiana Republican who chairs a powerful congressional committee. Whatever Social Security plan advances, Baldwin says there are likely to be many changes before it hits the floor for a vote. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.